But then we go another advance, and eventually we die. And when we die, we reunited with our higher self. And then what do you suppose happens? Does the law of correspondences apply? Is all of a sudden there's more of us? Right, think about that. Think about that correspondence. When you die and you reunited with your higher self, just like when you wake up from a dream and there's more of you there.
Oh, yeah.
When you die, it's like waking up from a secondary dream and there's more of you there still.
More awareness.
Right. And is there any sense of loss?
No.
No sense of loss. There's a sense of gain because now you're more aware than you were before. The soul is as higher above you and your intelligence that corresponding to how you and your intelligence is higher than your intelligence in the dream state. Because you do really dumb stuff in the dream state that you wouldn't do in the waking state.
So we don't have choice in our dreams. We don't have decisions to make in our dreams.
Right. You don't have... There's kind of a reflective, reactive decision in the dream state, but there's not a conscious decision in the dream state. And there's no self-consciousness. Because that which makes self-consciousness is just not there in the dream state, and self-awareness. So you're not aware that you can make decisions to change your situation in the dream state. You just go with the flow. You know, if you're dreaming about driving a car, then you just go wherever that car takes you. You know, and you don't know where you're going to wind up. You may dream you're driving to McCall, and you may wind up in the Oregon coast in your dream, and you're just there. There's nothing you can do about it. Yeah, Susie.
Well, so I kind of feel like I've been able to manipulate my dreams sometimes. It's possible too.
That's called like lucid dreaming.
Is it just like almost before you wake up? Because I'll be dreaming about something. I'll think, oh, this is a boring dream, or I don't like where this is going.
Yeah.
So I'll just change it.
Okay.
And then it changes.
Okay, well, that gives you a little bit more control, and we can do that in our lives. If we get more contact with our higher self, we can make more changes in our conscious life also.
So what would be the correlation then if we don't have the ability to make decisions in our dream state? What do we not have the ability to do now that we will have in our higher self?
Well, the higher self has a lot higher angle of vision. It can see what your life is all about and what you're supposed to be doing and how successful you are. And then in its own world, it can explore all kinds, have access to all kinds of things that you don't have access to.
Right.
And so it has more power of decision. It can make a lot more solid decisions because it has so much more access to others. And it's also not bothered so much by personality things. See, the personality is a vehicle that we use, just like the body is a vehicle we use. And then after death, you don't have a body anymore, and a lot of your ray influences and influences that influence your personality are not there in your higher self. And so you're free from a lot of those things that kind of bog us down in this life. You know?
So when people die, like a loved one or a friend or someone you have had in this life or another lifetime, how do you recognize them again? And will they have ever the same form again? How do you recognize this entity that you have loved?
Well, that's one difference between our existence here and in the higher realms. Is here we recognize each other by how they look. Like Larry, there is the only guy in the universe that looks like Larry. But over there, we don't need physical looks to recognize the other person. We recognize them by their vibration. Now, once they're recognized by their vibration, we can access the form they had in their past life if we want, and that we can see him just like you and me, if that's makes us feel more comfortable or it's more fun. But you don't have to. You can access the person by their energy. And we could do this in this life to an extent, in the fact that maybe you have picked up somebody's vibration and then the phone rings and it's them. Sometimes when the phone rings, I'll say, oh, that's Curtis's ring. And I'll be right quite often.
In addressing that, I know that I've met people for the first time in my life that it was like a continuation of a friendship we had before.
Yeah.
And you know, you just click, and all of a sudden it's like you're just continuing the relationship. And so at this point in my learning, I just attribute it to the fact that they've been part of my soul group in the past or somewhere. Yeah. And we already have that connection.
Yeah, it's funny, when I was in real estate, I had a new real estate client come, and he was going on about how they want to invest and stuff. And I kept looking at him, boy, that guy's familiar. And then I stopped him right in the middle of a sentence, and I said, you're my brother in a past life. He didn't even believe in reincarnation, but he thought, you know, he was just kind of a standard non-metaphysical guy, but he was very smart. And it kind of rang true to him for some reason that seemed weird to him, you know. And we did get along. I haven't seen him for a long time. I'd like to meet him again. When we wake up, we're at a higher state of consciousness. When we die, we also go to a higher state of consciousness. But it would be great, wouldn't it, if we could access the soul right here and didn't have to die to be able to go to the higher realms and access the soul. Now, after death, of course, there's a journey many people stray off into the astral world to learn lessons before they unite with our higher self. But eventually we reunite with our higher self. And when that happens, it's like waking up. Just like we wake up here, we're more aware, we die, and we return to our higher self, and we wake up, and we're more aware. And in that higher awareness, then we prepare for our next life, which may be just a few years down the road, or maybe 1,000 years down the road, just depending on what the opportunities are for service or learning, or where you can learn the most at the highest rate of speed.